Welcome to Gene and Mike to the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, January 3rd, 2022. Did you do the crossword?
Yep.
And did you enjoy the crossword?
Yep.
And did the fact that you said yep so fast mean you did it really fast?
I did it really pretty fast.
Did you break your 5-minute mark?
No.
Oh, how fast?
6:15. I'm getting closer.
I did it in 11:48.
Oh.
Yes. So not my fastest time. I think I did it on an iPad, and I think
me too.
And I think I had a mistake. So that definitely slowed me down. I think at one point I'd filled in the crossword and somehow I had random letters in various places. Not my finest effort.
Oh.
But.
My only problem was I wasn't sure how to spell Wile E. Coyote.
W-I-L-E.
Mm-hmm. 48 down. Blank E. Coyote. I knew it was Wiley.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know if it was W-I-L-E or W-I-L-Y.
Although the namers were very wily about it.
Yes. Wile E. Coyote.
Mm-hmm.
Never really thought about how he spells his name.
Right.
So anyway, but that was the only puzzler I had. Everything else kind of just fell into place right away.
Mm-hmm. No, I had a few, like, for instance, claim on some food packaging. I had no, and there were three letters remaining, so I thought no GMO.
No, I started with that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But quickly discovered that was not going to work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess I'm unfamiliar with snakes. 9 down was the hose holder or a kind of snake, and I thought it was garden. Is there like a garden snake?
No.
There isn't?
Garter.
Garter snake.
Yes.
Okay.
And then a garter is what holds up hose, holds up socks.
See, I was thinking of hose like out in the garden.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I had already had garden in the brain.
Garden hose and garden snake. No, it's garter.
Garter.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's useful to know.
Mm-hmm.
I recognized it was going to be a problem because 21 across determines the money to get out of jail. I had Sed's bail.
Sed's bail.
Sed's bail.
No.
And Sed's bail made a whole lot more sense.
Uh-huh. I like the clue that crossed that at 26. Greek letter that one might expect to come last.
Zeta.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's Omega.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They probably dropped a few letters on the way to the chalkboard or something.
I suppose.
And there was a theme here.
Well, there was. There was a theme.
You want to elaborate?
Well, yeah. There were 4 different clues with relatively long answers. One of them went the whole length of the puzzle. And they had circled letters in each of them. And they all related to 61 across. I shouldn't say the answers, but what was in the circled letters that related to 61 across. Intuition without logical explanation or a hint to this puzzled circled letters. And the answer to that was gut feeling. And if you filled the puzzle incorrectly, and you especially if you filled those answers to the clues that related to the circled letters, you would find in the circled letters different gut feelings like dread, rage, love, and pity.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the theme. It was clever.
Is love a gut feeling?
Well, I loved it. Yes, it could be.
Okay, I always think of gut feeling as meaning instinct.
Uh-huh.
You know, or hunch.
Uh huh.
I guess this is a different kind of gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
50 across. 50 across was quattro plus quattro.
Ocho.
And the answer was ocho. So I don't know what, I now know that that means 8. The thing is, I don't know in what language.
Spanish,
okay.
4 and 4 is 8.
Ocho. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know.
Uh-huh. There's another Spanish word in there, too. This. Esta. 41 down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was part of 45 Across. Quit arguing, kids. Stop it, you two. Mm-hmm. And that was, that sort of took me a while to get.
Uh-huh.
But 10 down. Have you ever had 10 down breakfast roll with another breakfast staple added in, an egg bagel?
I don't think so.
You'd probably remember.
Mm-hmm.
An egg? Well, let's see. Is it the bagel and the egg or the egg and the... I guess it would be the egg and the bagel, right?
Well, I suppose... I mean, they do have egg bagels. You know, bagels.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what they mean. I was sort of thinking of physically inserting one in the other.
No,
or maybe making a scrambled egg and lowering the bagel into it.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Let's see. 57 down was a surprise to me. It was shoot as a quote. And the answer was dang.
Dang.
I was thinking drat or darn.
Oh.
I don't think they use dang nearly dang. As dang nearly as often.
No, that's true.
But dryer fuzz couldn't be liat. No. It had to be lint.
I think so.
So that sort of nailed the dang there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Our favorite cookie, 14 across, was in this puzzle. Cookie often dipped in milk.
Yeah. The old Oreo.
The old Oreo. Mm-hmm. And another favorite, 60 across, antioxidant-rich berry, acai.
Mm-hmm. The sea of acai was also part of 56 down. You'll trip on it if you drop it. The answer was acid.
Yes.
It's like, oh, that was pretty clever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Did you know Blank Barker, fashion photographer and reality TV judge?
I did not.
Nigel.
I think he's on the Dancing with the Stars. I think he's one of the judges. Hmm. It's Nigel, I think. I did not know he was a fashion photographer.
I wonder if that's related to the fact that on Sunday they had something about Stellar Explorer or something like that. It was astronomers.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if that related to Dancing with the Stars. Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
No. So, 22 down, forever purchase was a stamp.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that wasn't too difficult.
Nope.
For those of you who still remember stamps.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, okay. Well, not a whole lot going on in today's crossword.
No, but it was a good one.
It was fun. And I think that's it for today.
Okay.
So thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember that tomorrow is Triplet Tuesday. Something to look forward to.
Yep.
And we'll be back again with that and our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.